Hey, it's Philly Matz on Packaging Unboxed. Today, we're going to talk about everything that you need to know to get started on your path to sustainable packaging. Before you select a material, before you talk to a manufacturer, before you go any further, this is what you have to do. There are three things. We're going to go through all three of them. And the last one's going to surprise you. No, I'm kidding. Last one is pretty basic. Like, they're all pretty basic. But as a brand, if you're working in a brand and you're choosing your packaging, there's a lot of pressure to have sustainability claims around your packaging, not just from your boss. If you're a purchasing manager, you know, you're answering to a VP, or it doesn't matter. There's somebody above you somewhere along the line. You've got to answer to somebody, but it's not just them. It's the consumers. Consumers are demanding, but the problem is consumers don't even know what sustainability means. They're the ones that aren't even recycling. You know, recycling rates are like below 19%. They're not recycling, but they're asking you to be more sustainable as a brand. And they're saying that if your packaging is more sustainable, they're more willing to buy. This is coming from a ton of different polls out there where they poll consumers. If this product was more sustainable, would you buy it? Yes. Would you pay more money if it was more sustainable? Yes. But that same person turns around and doesn't recycle. And this is the thing that we're not talking about when it comes to packaging and when it comes to making decisions around your packaging, is that consumers are not doing their fair share of the process of putting the packaging in the right place, of making the right decisions. There's a whole slew of things that happens on that end. So let's not worry about that consumer yet. So how do you get started in moving your brand into more sustainable packaging? First and foremost, and this is where I always start with every single brand, and I don't think it's a fair question, but it's the right question. What does sustainability mean to your brand? What are your company's stated environmental missions and goals? What are you committed to? That's it. Right? What does it mean to you? Like, what are you committed to? What are you moving forward with? Right? If you've already stated that you're going to reduce your carbon footprint by X by this date, if you're going to make your packaging recyclable, if you're moving towards reusable, if you're looking to eliminate packaging, whatever it is, but you have to know what that is. And if you don't know that, you can't buy packaging. You can't make the next decision on what you're buying for packaging, whether it's materials, print processes, location. There's a lot of things that come with that. And if you're not asking this one question from the very beginning, you're not going to be able to move forward. So what are your company's priorities in terms of sustainability? Right? This is all part of the same thing. Do you want to reduce your carbon footprint? Do you want to conserve resources, mitigate climate change? There's so many different ways that this can go. So you have to define that. I can't define it for you, but I can tell you most brands are moving into recyclable packaging, right? Which means paper-based packaging. Plastic can be recycled in a million different ways, but there's less demand for it. There's less waste streams. There's a lot more that goes into it in terms of what the consumer has to do, cleaning, separating. It's a lot more process than they're willing to do because they're barely willing to do anything as it is today. 9%, less than 9%. So let's take that into consideration. You have to make it as simple as possible for that consumer to take it, bin it, forget it. If we're asking them to reuse it, then find out, is that consumer willing to reuse that packaging? Look at how many times they're buying from your brand. And if they're coming every month to buy something from your brand and you're giving them a reusable bag, for example, that's a ton of bags that you're handing out that they're never going to get the opportunity to reuse in their entire lives. Because in order for one of those reusable bags to equal to a paper bag, I think it's like over 7,000 times they've got to reuse that bag in order for it to balance out the carbon footprint. So that's a lot. And they're getting a bag a month. Never in their lifetime are they ever going to be able to do that. And they can't hand it off to somebody else because somebody else has already got a million of their own tote bags. I know I got a ton of them where I don't even take those anymore. Again, what does it mean to you? So now that you know what your concerns are, what you've defined, carbon footprint, recyclability, whatever. Next is, you know, what's your target market's concern? Are they concerned about climate change? Are they concerned about carbon footprint. But the question is, do they even know what a carbon footprint is? Do they know how to recycle paper? You know, do they know how to recycle plastic? Do they know the difference? We're having a huge conversation on LinkedIn right now about language, and there's a product out there that's labeled their packaging zero plastic, 0% plastic. And what it is it's a plastic that's made from seaweed. The argument is that, well, the term plastic really refers to petroleum-based plastic. Well, I don't know that that's the case, right? I don't know that that is the way that consumers see it. When they read the word plastic, they just picture a garbage bag, a grocery bag. Why? Because they've seen it. They've seen it floating in the ocean in all those pictures. That's what they picture. But when the two look the same and one says 0% plastic because it's made out of seaweed, they think, oh, well, then this isn't plastic. But it is. It's the same thing. It's just that one is derived from seaweed, one is derived from petroleum. But when you get to the end of it, it's basically the same. It's a replacement material, but they both have different end lives. One is, in this particular case, it's certified home compostable. It's industrially compostable, so it will break down. That material just can't make it into the recycling system because that will be something that shouldn't go and be recycled. Then you have a standard plastic that can be recycled, but probably doesn't have a waste stream to collect it. Then that's, you know, that goes to landfill, might end up in the ocean, might not end up in the ocean. Who knows? But again, do consumers understand the difference between a compostable plastic and a non-compostable plastic? I'm going to go ahead and just venture a guess here and say no. They've got no idea between the two of those things. And as a brand, you've got to decide, if my consumer doesn't know what the materials are, how to do the separation, how to recycle this, how to be more sustainable, then it's really up to you, the brand, with your creative team, with your marketing team, to educate that consumer to be able to hopefully increase from 9% to 10% in terms of recycling rates. I'm trying to get out the questions that I ask clients to help them become more sustainable. I can't give you the answers. You have the answers yourself. You've got to answer a lot of these questions before you even get started designing anything, because this is what really matters. What's the availability of sustainable packaging options for you? Do you have a television? Are you shipping, you know, huge screens of glass that weigh a lot and are going to require different types of foams to protect that? Can you protect that level of product with paperboard? Can you use mushroom packaging? Is that available to you in your size, in your quantity? Is that available to you at the speed, at the rate of which you need it? If the answer is no, then you've got to look at something else. If you can't use paper-based products, find something else. If you can't use mushroom, then find something else, right? It's like, what is available to you at the scale that you need it at the cost that you're able to pay for this stuff? Because if you can't pay for it to be profitable, you can't have a sustainable business. It doesn't matter what you're using. You're going to lose money. You're going to be out of a job. So you got to be smart and make sure you're choosing the right, making the right decision on your packaging. And this is where it gets like crazy in terms of materials, is not every material is available at scale. Not every material has the MOQs that will help you, if you're a startup, to order those low volumes and get involved in sustainable packaging. Sometimes you got to order 20, 30,000 of something and you're just getting started and only need five. Well, that material is not available to you. It's available to the market, but not to you. All right, so what have we asked? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to your consumer? You know, are the materials available to you? Next is the law. You know, what's the regulatory environment look like for you, for your brand? Can you even incorporate some of these materials into your product packaging? Right? There are laws that state what you can and can't use. If it's got to be food safe, if it has to, you know, be food contact, like there's a million different laws out there. You got to make sure that your packaging materials adhere to these regulations. What are the regulations around the materials that you're thinking of using for your packaging? Can you use this? And maybe you can in the US, but if you're exporting to different countries, is that material acceptable in these other countries that you're shipping to? It's not just here. It's like, what happens everywhere? All right. And I think this last question, which is a bonus question, does your company have the internal resources to implement sustainable packaging? Do you have the expertise internally to assess and select the material for your packaging or sustainable packaging options? And if you don't, you have to be able to find a third party that can run LCAs, on packaging materials, what you currently have, what you're considering having, a couple different options. You can really compare and have the data behind what it is that you're choosing. Are you actually making a difference, or are you switching one material for another because you read an article somewhere that said this is more sustainable than X? But when you go and you actually do the LCA, you know, you're shipping more air, you're requiring more handling, different equipment, different processes that may have some toxins involved. Like, I can't even tell you the many different variations of things that can happen when you compare LCAs, but you have to be able to look at the data and make a decision. And it may not be the decision that you initially thought. With everybody moving away from plastics to paper, not everything has to be paper to be sustainable. Remember, paper's coming from trees that we're cutting down. And the more paper we're using, the more trees we're cutting down. Even if we're using recycled content, you still have to have virgin fiber included in a lot of the stuff. And we don't have more of a planet to continue growing more trees when we're actually cutting them down for this purpose. And yes, there's a million other things. Carbon offsets, I'm not a big fan of. Bioplastics, I'm not a big fan of those either. So when you do an LCA, you have to look at the data, make a decision. Are you going to be more sustainable with choosing A or with B? Doesn't matter what you feel. It's what is written in the data. And then you have to be able to compare that and share that to educate the consumer and say, this is more sustainable for this, 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 and this reason. That's it. That's it. Do your research, talk to your suppliers, and get feedback from your customers. Follow these tips to get started. And there's companies out there that can help you make these informed decisions about sustainable packaging and that are actually aligned with your environmental mission and your goal. I know the team at IDP Direct has launched an entire, you know, just put solar panels across their entire factory, and they're measuring how much is required versus how much output you're getting from this. You know, this is just one company out there that's doing something to be more sustainable, but it's not easy. You know, there are challenges with every decision that you make. There are trade-offs. So you can talk to the team at idpdirect.com. Step one is, what does it mean to your brand? If you've got any questions on packaging and how to be more sustainable, any materials out there you're interested in learning more about, reach out to me. You can find me on LinkedIn, Evelio Montes, on Packaging Unboxed.